You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Leslie Noble, the chairperson of the East Kilbride Talking Newspaper, to tell us more about the service. Leslie, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
So, first of all, how did the East Kilbride Talking Newspaper get going?
So we started over 45 years ago. It was a gentleman named Arthur Curtin, who was visually impaired and thought it might be a good idea to set up a service. His daughter was also visually impaired. So they started off just in the library. The library were very good, gave them somewhere to operate from, and it grew from there. And eventually they had a little studio in the attic in the East Kilbride Arts Centre. So at that time, there was over 200 people getting the Talking Newspaper, and it stayed in the Arts Centre for a long, long time. Then when COVID came, the Arts Centre had to close. So we decided then we would read from home. That's been the biggest change in the way that we operate. We have people reading the articles in their own house, and then they email them all to a central point, and that's when they get put onto the USB stick. However, in recent times, some of the people have really missed the connection with the other readers and the feeling of volunteering. So one of the teams has decided they want to go back to the Arts Centre to record. So we've managed to set up a mobile recording centre there, and they do that every fifth week. And that seems to be going really well.
So how did you get involved in it?
Once my children got to secondary school, I thought I really should be doing something here. And rather than get a job, I thought I would look for something that I could volunteer in. So someone I knew was a techie with the arts, with the Talking Newspaper at the Arts Centre. And they said, why don't you just volunteer as a general volunteer? Don't volunteer as a specific job and just get to know the feel of the place. So I did that to begin with, and it was quite good because I could come and go as I pleased and tidy up things in the Arts Centre, and that was really good.
Just a case of just hanging around there long enough and you get more responsibility over time.
Yes, I was a secretary for a wee while as well. So once you get to know the ins and outs, being the chairperson, it doesn't really involve much. It's more organisational, which is what I'm good at.
You've mentioned a few times now about the importance of the volunteers to the running of the East Kilbride Talking Newspaper, both with yourself and your readers. How vital are they to making sure that the service runs as smoothly as possible?
Yes, so they are exceptionally vital. We couldn't do it without our volunteers. The biggest problem I have with the volunteers, no, they're perfectly happy to read, but I just feel they don't, because they don't meet any of the listeners, I think it's hard for them to visualise what a big impact they're having on people's lives. Well, whenever the volunteers get together or whenever they read, I always say, look, you read and then you pass it to me and that's the end of it. But it's not really the end, because it will get to the listeners who really look forward to getting their little pouch through the post every week.
Yeah, such a vital, vital service that Talking Newspapers provide. If people want to find out more about East Kilbride Talking Newspaper, or perhaps they're already listeners and want to provide feedback, what is the best way that they can find out more?
So at the moment, we are using my mobile number. So the number is 07719 795922. Like, a lot of people don't have a house phone anymore, so we're using the mobile. So please get in touch. We also are governed by a covering body called the Talking News Federation, and they have details of other talking newspapers in the area and how to get in touch with them.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Leslie Noble, chairperson from the East Kilbride Talking Newspaper, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome.